This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has three new songs for you to hear by artists at different stages of grappling with romances from the past. The new music is from Caitlin Rose, who's just released her first new album in almost a decade, Natalie Mehring, who records under the name Wiseblood, and Carly Rae Jepsen, who sings a duet with Rufus Wainwright on her new single. Here's Ken's review.
The songs I'm going to play are from singer-songwriters with widely different approaches to their common theme, which is regret for something in the past that inspires a resolution in the present. Take Caitlin Rose, whose song, Getting It Right, is about not repeating mistakes she's made in matters of the heart. In my 2013 review of Rose's last album, I said that she makes breaking up sound like a good house cleaning of the soul. On this new song, she's ready to leave the house and enjoy life again.
So many nights looking to find the good that's buried in this heart of mine. Lost in a mirror, caught in a bind, seeing myself in them every time. Talk too much, but not enough. Everything tender always comes out rough. Someday
Caitlin Rose is based in Nashville, but Getting It Right has the easy swing of L.A. country rock, something Linda Ronstadt might have sung early in her career. Natalie Mehring has recorded for more than a decade under the name Wiseblood. She has a new album called And In the Darkness, Hearts Aglow. And the song on it that struck me most is It's Not Just Me, It's Everybody. It starts with the singer feeling lonely at a party, but rapidly expands and blossoms into a rich, ethereal ballad about, as she puts it, living in the wake of overwhelming changes. Her stated goal here is to make meaningful connections with some new people.
Sitting at this party, wondering if anyone knows me, really sees who I am. It's been so long since I felt really known. Fragile in the morning, can't hold on to much of anything, but this hole in my hand. That we always keep what we find. Oh, yes, everybody.
How about that? It's like the best Joni Mitchell song you've never heard. The third song I want to play is from the always underrated pop singer Carly Rae Jepsen, who has a new album out called The Loneliest Time, with a single of the same name, a duet with singer Rufus Wainwright. Like the Wiseblood song, what starts as a lonely woman ballad quickly becomes something else, in this case, a big disco production. The throwback sound fits a song about repairing an old relationship with fresh wisdom.
I've had one of those bad dreams where we're standing on your street. I quit smoking those cigarettes, but I'm never getting over it. And you're looking right through me, just like Shakespeare on a tragedy. Write our story, never finished it, 'cause our love, we never finished it. I'm coming all better now.
Loneliest Time has gotten unanticipated attention because its spoken word bridge two-thirds of the way through has been seized upon by TikTok users, who use it to illustrate their own videos of heartache and reconciliation. We're talking TikTok videos with combined millions of views. And when TikTok fame occurs, it opens up a new young audience, one that Carly Rae Jepsen certainly deserves.
What happened was, we reached the moon. But lost in space, I think we got there all too soon. But you know what? I'm coming back for you, baby. I'm coming back for you.
Ken Tucker reviewed new music by Caitlin Rose, Wise Blood, and Carly Rae Jepsen. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll hear what it's like being a maitre d' at the fanciest restaurants in New York City. Our guest will be Michael Checchi Azzolina, who's worked in the business for three decades, telling wealthy diners, celebrities, and even the mafia whether or not they can have the table by the window. His new memoir is called Your Table is Ready. I hope you'll join us.